Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Day. Oh, if I have wings like this dude, for then will I fly away and be at rest.
Zachary Ralph Esposito was a dear friend and a true companion. Jake?
We are not here today to be sad. We are here today to remember the good times we had. That one time we asked Zach during the pregame show to talk about a time he was scared.
Isn't that a Disney story?
It always is with him.
I like the way he smiled.
It's an underrated giggle. He gets one-upped by BBD's giggle, but Zach has a really nice giggle to him.
So, ha-ha! Ha-ha-ha!
He tries to hide it. He tries to bury it.
Cute.
And now we bury him as he's in Florida visiting family.
Or Maddie Bass.
Or Maddie Mass. Basically family.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We are going to discuss the lineup that has been posted and they will be using. We will then each give you a what to watch for. After that, we will do the pitching path to victory, find out who's going to pitch. A lot of guys went yesterday. And after that, we'll take our picks in the homer draft. And after that, we'll do the over-under and then premonitions. Everything good?
What do you mean?
Just trying light stuff.
Oh, okay.
Thought you might like it.
I liked it. I didn't know if it was on purpose or not. Yeah. That's the pregame show, Jake.
James?
Good what to watch for by me DVD? Yesterday.
Sure was.
I said they might get the butt stuffer or whatever his name was, and they did.
Jordan Lyles.
The lineup today, Jake, if you haven't seen it. And you're desperate to see it, and all you want to do is peek at the lineup. It's the same as yesterday, but with a new catcher down the line. DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Gallo, Torres. Fucking read it wrong. DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Torres, Gallo, Kiner, Falefa, Trevino instead of Higgy. Donaldson DHs, Glaber plays second, DJ goes to third, Judge back-to-back days in center field, Stanton back-to-back days in right field. Those are kind of fun developments. Also, scares me a little bit for tomorrow. I think we got a Judge DH day or a Judge bench day tomorrow. So let's win today and make it okay.
Win today, make it okay. That's a shirt. That's a shirt. We love it. DJ LeMahieu has claimed the lion's share of his leadoff spot as he has looked fantasty. Anthony Rizzo, don't know if you saw it, Jim. 3 home runs yesterday.
I did.
Not selected in the homer draft.
The least total distance
of 3 home
of 3 homer of 3 homer games ever.
In the StatCast era, which is 2015, so it's kind of...
Yeah, they're not counting the Baker Bowl.
They're not counting the Baker Bowl. Yeah, man. I mean, bludgeon. There's a great gif of that, Jim Tom Sula. Maybe I'll tweet it right now. Maybe I'll tweet it in response to the lineup.
Okay.
Yeah, all the Yankees had to do was score 12 runs, and they'll run out essentially the same lineup. So, do that again.
Right. I think that's a good strategy. No. Do you make anything of back-to-back days? Does that scare you for tomorrow? And if they don't...
I told you on Monday's episode I was worried about day game Orioles getaway day. So the fact we're getting two lineups, I'm half penciling in as a win. And like you said, win today, so I don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's their first, like, real road trip of the year. Like, no off days. So, like, hey. Andujar chilling on the bench. So, yeah. Let's get a win today so I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have a what to watch for today, then?
My what to watch for in today's baseball game. Jim, yesterday I kind of went 4-5 on us. How about this? I'm just going to keep it Rizzo, man. Hit a 3-homer game yesterday. He's leading MLB in home runs. Like, we're facing the Dirty Birds. Like, let's get full-blown nuts. Like, I know Rizzo mania is happening in Yankee land. Like, send it across the league. Like, I want the league conversation to be like, it looks like Rizzo's back.
I need Rizzo to not hit a single home run that isn't first row of the short porch.
Mm.
I want him to break the system to where even, like, us Yankee fans are like, oh, okay, guys.
Yeah.
This maybe.
Like, road games are problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He can hit absolute bombs on the road.
Okay.
No doubters. But at the stadium, only front row right field.
Right.
I think that'd be funny. Good what to watch for. I think it's natural. I think you're going to be looking out for him.
You know, if he hits a homer in his first two at-bats today, you start doing all the, like, oh, he's got four home runs in his last six at-bats. Nobody's done that since Chris Chambliss. Since do you know what you're watching?
I'm interested in the Orioles starting pitcher because his name is Wells, and a Wells pitched yesterday. And I don't know. There's something there. I haven't put my foot on it yet at all. I'd like Stanton or Donaldson to one of them. I don't need both of them to go off because other people in the offense are doing it. Or Gallo. Like, all three looked good yesterday.
Right.
And Gallo homered. So I need Donaldson or Stanton to homer today.
Oh, okay.
Because who knows if they're playing game three against the Orioles, and the Orioles get your bats hot, especially at home. They got hits yesterday. They hit the ball hard. I like that. I think Stanton needs to homer today. Gallo homered. Numbers are looking like it was yours yesterday, and with the Gallo homer, I think it's even more so. So I am watching Stanton more so than Donaldson, but I think Stanton needs to homer today.
And I think he will. Little teaser for later in the episode. But yeah, he had a couple hits yesterday. RBI, runs batted in. That's normally what starts it. You know, we're used to a couple guys and their foul ball indicators. Rizzo's so good right now, his foul ball indicators are home runs. But yeah, Stan's indicator is like the first one. Like, you go through Stan's game logs, it's not like, oh, 2-for-3, 0-for-4, 0-for-4, 1-for-4, 2-for-4. It's 0-0-0-0-0. And then it's 2-for-3, and then it's like a 5-homer week. So, when darkness turns to light, it ends tonight.
It ends tonight. Jordan Montgomery, we did a special episode on the Yes app, all about the cutter and how the Yankees are utilizing it. So I kind of am. He had one last year, but he hasn't thrown one this year. So it's not really like a what to watch for,
right?
But it's something that if I see a pitch that I think is a cutter and I'm like, oh, there it is. So like, I kind of am looking out for it, but it's not indicative of performance or results,
right,
or just something that I am watching.
I mean, Monty go Monty go Monty. You know, we could be here 6-inning shutout. We could be here 4 innings, 4 earned. Monty's pitching today doesn't matter at all. 0. The Yankees offense needs to score with Jordan Montgomery on the mound.
I mean, his pitching can matter.
Right? His pitching doesn't matter at all to me today.
One inning pitch, six earned runs.
Don't care.
Yanks got to win that game.
The offense still has to pick up Monty in that situation. Either way, okay. Even if it's a 1-0 Yankees win, that sucks ass for Monty. The offense is starting to click. You haven't given Monty run support in like 11 months. It's on the offense today. So, Monty, and with that in mind, I mean, Monty's probably going to shove, so.
Probably. What pitches has he been using? Change up a lot last game. Change up, curveball, sinker last game. Didn't throw the change up at all in game one of the season. So, I always like seeing what he's going to throw. The curveball's on. That's the pitch where, like, if the changeup's on, I'm not like, this is fantastic. Strap in, folks. But if the curveball is, it usually leads to some good stuff.
That can be the wipeout.
In my opinion. Yeah. His curveball currently has a 0.67 batting average against and a 40% whiff rate. So, hey-o. The pitching path to victory, Jake.
Yeesh.
They had to use a lot of pitchers yesterday. Yeah.
What a game, huh?
Litke, Clay Holmes gets you. Oh, actually, they didn't use that many. Just Clay Holmes, Litke, Chapman. That's who went?
Yeah, I mean, Sevy was out there late. Everyone just got.
Oh, and Laza.
Got hit.
I had it right yesterday. Clay, Laza, Chapman. I think that was the goal. Dang. They put Litke in because things weren't working out. And then Higgy was late to go out and catch Litke, and he was just looking so sad.
Just a poop. He hates when people talk about him pooping.
So sad about it.
He hates it.
What do you think it is
Trevino
today?
Was so happy out there. That
you think Chad, Castro?
Castro, Chad, Wandy?
They could go Clay again if, like, they're trying to win the series.
Right.
I think Johnny needs a break. I think.
I mean, he's already had a big break. I mean, it's either that or vice versa. I mean, Johnny's only thrown, he threw 5 pitches yesterday, and he hadn't pitched the 6 days before that.
Yeah, but I mean, just mean because results-wise, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's the catch-22, right? It's the old baseball player, you get back out there and you get back on the horse, or
yeah,
you get more of a break. So
I think if they have a 4-run lead today, go to bring Johnny in for like one inning, okay, and like limit it. If it's like a 0-0 game, I would just go to the rested, better headspace guys and get the win.
Yeah. Interested to see. Chapman threw 24 yesterday. That's a good amount of bullets for him. Yeah. Chad bro for sure. Kinger hasn't pitched in a while.
So he's starting tomorrow. So Tyone?
Tyone. So
they did King with Tyone last time.
I think so.
So it might just be tomorrow's plan.
Yeah, or you can if it lines up tonight that you can finish those 2-3 innings.
Could be King tonight.
Could be. He got hot last night though, right? When Chappie was losing it. So maybe they will just save him for Tyone. I don't know. It's not a clear pitching path today. Still a lot of options. Chad and Castro seem like
those are the guys. I agree. All right, Chad and Castro, Wandy, Chappie.
Throw but Johnny out there for the save. Let's get
Monty
nuts.
For 6.
Sure.
Love it. Ooh, I don't know. Probably Johnny 5. With a save situation, if he has another bad outing, I don't know. Doesn't look great this year, so I don't know the strategy there.
Yeah.
His main pitch is getting just absolutely destroyed. I wonder if he's tipping it or not. It's the sinker.
Yeah. So can hit.
Yeah. Oh, is it homer draft time?
You tell me. I jumped the gun on you the last couple times.
BBD, homer draft time? Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jake got on the board yesterday with the birthday boy Judge. Jake's running away with the Homer draft. I am rolling over and dying.
On today, April. Bad strategy.
Bad strategy by me to do this.
Bad strategy.
You get second pick.
Okay.
I get first pick. Dude.
Yeah. You're getting Adele.
I'll take Gallo with my first pick.
Good pick.
No, that's such a... I'm taking Rizzo. That's such a bad pick to not take Rizzo.
Okay.
That's Wake a up, pick. Jimmy.
That's a good
Wake
pick.
Up.
That's a good pick. I'm going to take Gallo and Stanton. Like we just talked about, Stanton hitting the homers.
Stanton get one now.
Gallo's probably going to get a couple today.
I'm taking Judge next because I don't know if he's playing tomorrow.
Right.
He might sit.
Double center field.
I could save him for the Sunday Judge day game. Sits tomorrow. But he might be sitting tomorrow. Double center field. Yanks win easy today.
Stinks.
I did get the over right yesterday.
Hey-o, big over.
So I am 8-8. And you are also 8-8. So look at us.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Bada-bo.
Oh, what would you look at me?
Hey, good looking.
You're going to the game.
Yeah, I have to take the over. So you can do what you want.
What is it? Is it 8.5?
It's 8.5.
How's this Wells kid been for them?
Is it Tyler Wells?
I think it's Tyler, yeah. Not
tonight
the Australian.
It's Tyler. Alexander, I think, got into last night's game.
Tyler Wells from Tulsa, Oklahoma. But he went to Cal State, so he's experienced some of the world.
It's the over. It's the over.
Yeah.
It's the over. I'm not going to tell you the research I just did, but I can tell you for sure.
It's the over.
It's the over today, and Jake's going to be at the game.
It's the over.
Have you had a premonition?
Premonition is going to be the thing in the game that I just saw when I closed my eyes. Premonition.
There we go, and then I'm broke.
Oh, Joe's is excited.
Did my premonition come true yesterday? DJ made that really nice play, and I was waiting for Kiner to try and dap him up.
Yeah.
And then Kiner kind of didn't. It was messed up. Seeing anything?
I'm looking. My eyes are drawn to Donaldson, so I just got to figure out what it is.
Trips?
It's something of that ilk. It's not that. I think the Yankees, Donaldson either runs the bases slow today or something like that. The Yankees, his teammates are busting his balls for being old. Like, it might even be Judge's press conference after the game where he's like, you know, Josh's still a great ball player, but, you know, those grays are starting to catch up to him, and then he puts on the big Judge smile, and everyone's like, Aaron Judge is funny.
I fucking hate the premonition I just had.
Oh, no.
Because it's true. This was a real one. It just came to me while you were talking. I was thinking of Donaldson.
His right. name jumps off the lineup today.
Wow. Well, I was thinking of Donaldson because you were talking about him. And I was thinking of, like, you know, what is it that they mock him for? Is it getting thrown out? Is it being slow? Is it a big, aggressive bat slam? And then, for some reason, on that thought, the next thing that popped in my head was Kiner Falefa hitting his first home run as a Yankee.
Wow.
And I'm upset because if it's true, I would have taken him in the homer draft if I had that premonition earlier.
Not necessarily because Rizzo... Who'd you take, Rizzo and Donaldson?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have multi-homer games.
I took Rizzo and Judge.
Those guys could have multi-homer games pretty easily.
Okay.
So you're covered.
That was my premonition. I don't know how it happened.
If I KF homers, you get a point, I get a half point.
That seems fair.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
To right field is where I had it. Like an absolute, like a DJ pull job.
To right field.
Sorry, left field. Left field, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if IKF can porch.
Well, we could try. That's the show, I think. Go to SeatGeek and use code pregame when you get a seat at the game. Jake will be there tonight.
See me there. Wave your hands.
If you see him there, pants him.
Yeah. Fair.
Don't pants your fiance.
Not wearing pants.
Pants Nikki Castro.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.